producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fun or not, I guess, remains to be seen. I know I'm always a barrel of laughs, whether Jennifer Horne is or not. I guess we'll just have to wait and see, Kenny, as to whether she feels she needs to contribute in a serious way.
No.
Or no. I refuse. Well, there is some serious stuff coming up in this hour.
Yes.
There'll be some silly things as well. Kevin Cohen, who runs our affiliate in Columbia, South Carolina, is going to talk about the floods. You and Rich talked to him earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it took its toll on my relationship with you.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I heard you talking with him about how I do or don't like social media.
Oh, hey, I didn't say it.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let's get too carried away there.
Right. That's right. I had forgotten all about that.
I do love it as long as Kenny manages it.
Right, right.
Kenny, what would you say is the number one thing? As we look through the list of the top 10 talk topics, which we do every week, sort of at this time, going through the Middle East presidential race, the situation of the House Speaker. I want Paul Ryan, by the way, to be Speaker of the House. I don't know what we can do to make that happen.
He doesn't want to be Speaker of the House, but
maybe
I think he would
drafted.
Be the only one who could unite everybody.
He's the only one, absolutely.
Paul Ryan and maybe Trey Gowdy.
Nope. Paul Ryan, he's it. If he can't do it, nobody can. Paul Ryan, he's our man. If he can't do it, let's start
I feel like,
chance.
You know, he wants to run for the presidency at some point, right?
That's
so
this would be
a really good thing for him to do.
Yeah, exactly. I think he'd be a pretty good president, actually, as well. Better than what
Never
we've
know.
Got, for the most part, floating around here.
There are ants that could do a better job.
Yes. My aunt Myrtle could do a better job than what's... Anyway, so the items that are of interest in the list, you can vote, if you will, as to what's most important to you at DougStephan.com. All right, so Jen, what would you say is the most important thing, those items listed, the Middle East, the presidential race, you know, the... List the Trans-Pacific Partnership, by the way, is the number one for me.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. I would say the flooding, watching the aftermath of the flooding for sure, and definitely the Speaker of the House. It was a big deal, a huge deal.
Right,
it's like
you know
House
what?
Of Cards.
I'm going to put this to Kevin Cohen, who is the manager of the radio station in Columbia. He's going to talk to us about how the week has played out with regard to all of the flooding and that sort of thing. But I'm going to also ask him a couple of pertinent questions that may have nothing to do with the floods, just to make sure he's awake. All right, we up for that? Kevin Cohen joins us from radio. The station is called, The Point, isn't it? Yeah,
yes, it is.
The Point. Call The Point. What's The Point? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone, live!
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The delicious Doug Stephan Good Day program with delicious Jennifer Horn and delightful Ken Kessler. Also, I don't know whether Kevin Cohen is delightful or delicious or delirious. Maybe delirious is the right word after what's going on down there. Kevin's a 25-year veteran of talk radio, moved to Columbia, South Carolina in the summer of 1994. He was going to stay for a while, but he fell in love, Jennifer.
Oh, that's
fell
nice.
Fell in love. There's a song there.
So romantic.
It is. That's very romantic. All right, so you lost your job in 2012. You were working for the big man, Kevin. Is that it? So you were working for the man.
I was working for the man, Doug, and they said, as so many of us in radio have seen, they said, we've had enough of you, thanks for 20 years, and see you later.
Adios.
And we decided we had to do something on our own.
Really? Were you married to this Columbia girl by then or not?
Oh, yeah.
Really? How many children do you have? This is, by the way, Kevin, this is...
We have kids. We have phenomenal children.
Really? I wouldn't expect anything other than that from you and this delightful Columbia girl. What's her first name?
Her name is Lainey, and she is my whole universe.
Aw, isn't it great?
You are so sweet.
It is great. Well, though,
not only did you make fun of Dougie for not liking social media, but you are in love. I love that. Yeah. We're buddies.
Thanks, nice job, by the way. Thank you very much. All right, so you've had a serious week. Your radio station is in one piece, is it?
It is, Doug. Thanks for asking. It's been 3 weeks filled into one, it feels like. It's been tough, but for anything we've gone through, I mean, the people around the Columbia Midlands area, it's just been nothing like I've seen in my lifetime, much less in the 20-plus years here in Columbia. But it's been life-changing.
So describe the topography of your area. For those who may not know Columbia, that area, it's different than Asheville, isn't it? Is it not hilly.
We're not mountainy like Asheville would be, or more the upstate region of South Carolina. We're not beach, obviously, as coastal areas like Charleston or Hilton Head or Myrtle Beach would be. So we're smack dab in the middle of the state of South Carolina, the state capital, and it's a pretty flat area. So when the water goes, the water just covered everything, and it's just something we've never experienced before. There was just nowhere for the water to hide.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you grow up, Kevin?
I grew up in Detroit originally, went to the University of Florida down in Gainesville, and then came to Columbia, and kind of like you were hinting at, I figured, give me a few years here, and then I'm history, and then this is a great community, and the Columbia girl helped, and the community finished it. I'm staying. I'm never leaving.
Well, so you have experienced in Detroit probably not much of a hurricane problem there. In Florida, maybe, depending on what years you were there. But it's hard to prepare even for things like this. In my experience, we've had a number of hurricanes up in the Northeast where I am, and each one of them seems to be more off-putting than the one before. How many different hurricanes have you suffered through as a resident of Columbia in your recollection?
In Columbia, it's been minimal in terms of hurricanes. There was one massive hurricane that hit Columbia shortly before I got here in 94. And they had a hurricane in 92, Hurricane Hugo, that was devastating. But other than that, this state has never seen something go across the entire state, Doug, that could be this disruptive and this destructive. It's usually been coastal only, and nothing that's hit the Midlands area, middle of the state. This is a once-in-a-lifetime amount of rainfall. I mean, it's not just the 24 inches of rain, it's that everything has flown. All the rivers have overflowed, and it's all converged into certain areas, mm-hmm. and it's been devastating. I took a flight over Colombia yesterday in order to get an aerial view. I was invited, and I took a flight over the city and all over the area, and it's incredible to see all the water treatment centers that are overrun with dirty water, and it's very hard getting clean water to people right now all around the Midlands area.
Yeah, I would bet. So the cresting, though, has taken place. The water is dying down a bit. What's it going to do to agriculture? You know, I'm a big ag guy, so what's going on with ag there with this?
They are projecting for the state of South Carolina about $300 million in lost agriculture based on early projections. The fields are still, in a lot of areas, are absolutely destroyed, still overrun with water, and that's a problem. So drainage has been an issue. There's just nowhere for the water to drain yet, and everything is kind of heading toward the coast right now. Colombia's seen its worst, and now it's getting a little bit better here with receding water, but now it's headed toward Charleston, and that's the big concern now is the low country because of all the scenery and all the scenic buildings and just everything being destroyed down there from a historical standpoint. But from agriculture, I don't think a lot of people are talking about that yet, and I know you would be concerned about it, but Doug, it could be potentially devastating.
All right, so what's the big industry? What's the big business in Colombia? What's it known for?
It's a state capital, so certainly you have that. You also have a major university here with the University of South Carolina based here. But tourism in South Carolina is massive. Golf courses, things along those lines, especially along the coastal area, is very, very much a concern. How much that's been damaged, we don't know yet. Between that and then agriculture is huge. That's number two for South Carolina. So your two biggest revenue producers, tourism and agriculture, agribusiness is absolutely in jeopardy.
All right, I think it's time for you to invite me to come to Colombia maybe this winter. I can come down and do a day there, maybe have a little tete-a-tete with your listeners if you'd like to do that. I think it sounds to me, I've not been in Colombia.
Tell him he can come if he brings me.
Weren't you just in South Carolina?
I was, and I love it. I think it's such a great state, so beautiful, and the people are all so nice. As a West Coaster, and Doug, you can relate, East Coast too. I mean, you just have people that just walk by, but people in South Carolina actually take the time to smile at you.
All right. So, Kevin, do anybody...
You are more than welcome. We'd love to have you, Doug and Jennifer. Our whole team can come down and stay at my house.
Yeah, no, we're not bringing McFadden. He'd drink too much of your beer, and and you wouldn't like us anymore.
So, I'd be happy to go, though.
Yeah, Kenny will go. Kenny's not a problem, and
and I just drink cheer wine, not beer.
You can have breakfast there. All right. So
I will say this before I... Go ahead.
No, I wanted to just sort of give people an overview. One of the great things about this program is its independence, and what I like to tout are all the independent stations that carry this. So I was curious as to what the point has on the schedule. You've been in existence for a couple of years now, and you've made a mark on the community against some of the big boys, and I like that. What else do you have on your station?
We carry some of the traditional national syndicated shows. We have Herman Cain on our program. We have Dave Ramsey, things like that.
Yeah.
But we have tried to make ourselves, we call ourselves Columbia's local talk radio experience, Doug. And so I am continually adding local programming in order to try and get more of a mom and pop feel and much more of an old radio feel.
Yeah.
So that the community, when things like this happen, I want them to know where to go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you better not be replacing me with
syndicated mornings the rest of the day.
Yeah.
No, you're part of the family. You're not going anywhere.
Well, that's the thing, that we feel like family when it comes to circumstances like this. And so it's not only your story to tell regarding the flooding, but your story to tell as to what goes on. This is a thriving metropolis. Kind of have been knocked on its butt by this flood, but I'm going to guess because it's the state capital and because there are a lot of things there, tourism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you'll come back quickly, and I'll bet that you'll be responsible for a lot of the leadership there, because you and I have never talked before at this moment, and it sounds to me like, excuse me, you're a measured, even-handed guy, and people, I'm sure, respect that. What is the matter with my voice?
Oh, I appreciate those words.
You may have to come in and take over for me here this morning.
Anytime you need me, I'm there. But just so folks know, we love South Carolina. We're proud of what we've done so far.
Good. Well, you should be. You ought to be proud. Kevin Cohen from The Point in Columbia, South Carolina.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You can reach us at 888-302-3684 should you want to comment on some of the things that are going on in the Good Day program anytime. Help yourself also to facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Kenny at DougStephan.com. One of the things that people enjoy the most is our wry looking askew, if you will, Jennifer, at some of the silliness in the world. And at this point in this hour of the program, try to pick out some of the sound from the late night shows and see if we can make both sides of our face, or at least our lips go up, right? We want the lips to go up a little
Definitely,
bit.
Definitely, a little quiver.
Here's Conan O'Brien last night joking about this California mother who's getting sued because her son said in school that Santa Claus didn't exist.
A California mom, it is all over the newspaper, a California mom is being sued because her son told everyone at school that Santa Claus isn't real. Yeah. What makes the story even worse is that her son goes to UCLA.
Love it.
Maybe they have either my daughter or my son-in-law as a professor because they both are profs at UCLA.
Hey, maybe.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see here. Mr. Colbert last night jocked. Well, I guess maybe jocking and joking are the same because he's talking about the jocks that are members of the Chicago Cubs.
There was one sign of the apocalypse last night. The Cubs won a playoff game.
The Cubs have won a playoff game.
Overnight, the Chicago Cubs snapping their losing streak in epic fashion, winning their first playoff baseball game in a dozen years. Fans taking to the streets in celebration.
Woo! That's right! The Cubs are headed to the National League Division Series. Cubs fans were so excited they drunkenly ran through the streets, and when they heard the team won, they continued to do so.
He does. He's got an
interesting He's pretty funny. Yeah, I know.
Is. Better than some of the other stuff that's there. All right. That's. I think Myers is getting it, don't you? He's sort of getting the hang of it.
Oh, I've always liked him, yeah.
Here Seth Myers jokes about the House Republicans in disarray because of McCarthy dropping out because he's had a toot-toot.
House Republicans announced a sudden postponement to a vote
to elect John Boehner's replacement after speakership frontrunner Kevin McCarthy declared himself unfit for the job. Though I think he just got scared of how difficult that job must be when he found out that John Boehner is only 31 years old.
That's funny. All right, let's see what we got from Wendy Williams in her daytime program. Here she answers an audience member's question about telling a boyfriend that a male friend is visiting.
I'm in a long-distance relationship. It's great. We've been together about 3 years. And I have a friend coming from Germany to visit New York, and he's staying at my apartment for 2 weeks. But he has a girlfriend. So how do I convince my boyfriend not to worry, that it's just going to be good, and just to...
No? I will be very honest with you. You can't convince him that.
But it's New York City. Everyone comes to visit New York City. I feel like...
Don't tell your boyfriend that he's staying with you.
All right. There you go. Sneak around. Here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about a new survey on parenting.
Well, guess what I just read? I read recently, and this is a survey. They found out the first 2 years with a baby, with a brand new baby, can be more stressful than divorce, unemployment, or even the loss of a partner. That can't be true. You seem like, I don't know how they say that. I see these videos of adorable babies cuddled up with giant dogs or napping with kittens on top of them and watching my show and dancing around in their bouncy things. Parents have plenty of stress-free time to video all that stuff and post it. So they can't be that stressed. They're thinking, oh, this is adorable. And luckily, it's just the first 2 years. So after that, you get a sweet little toddler running around the house and giggling and happy and not unplugging anything or anything. And then you get a teenager with driving and piercings and tattoos.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com Senior Editor David Gregg with four new products to provide families with optimal health and safety. Rowenta's Intense Pure Air Home Purifier is the first and only to filter over 99% of home pollutants and allergens while destroying dangerous formaldehyde. Available in two sizes, the four levels of filtration and patented nanocapture technology provide the healthiest air quality available to your family today. The Japanese technology in Airweave's bedding toppers provides the ultimate in sleep quality. The core material responds to your body so you can turn over easily while sleeping. Keep cool in the summer and warm in the winter because Airweave reduces body heat and moisture. Airweave is also a proud sponsor of the U.S. Olympic Committee and Team USA. In Scipio's Performance Series cases for the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus provide damage protection to your family's phones. Five case options allow a choice in protection levels. Available in a range of color combinations, in Scipio's Performance Series gives your family's phones military-grade protection no matter what level you choose. Ooma's free crystal clear phone service requires the purchase of a Telo device. You'll need high-speed internet access and a regular phone. You just pay applicable monthly fees of about $4. Voicemail, call waiting, caller ID, and 911 service are included. It protects, too, by integrating with the Nest line of smart thermostats and smoke detectors. Ooma's been ranked number one in home phone service 5 years running. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Outside the box here. It's not allowed. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. A beautiful time lapse of the Aurora Borealis as it appeared over Scotland. Scotland. How many people have seen this? Please avail yourself of the opportunity to see it. Matter of fact, isn't there a meteor shower tonight, I think, Kenny, isn't there?
Over the weekend, anyway.
It's over the weekend, yeah. And it will provide you with more entertainment, especially if you have somebody nice to cuddle up with outside, on the lawn. Maybe you can ever slept outside on the lawn. Jennifer,
no.
Probably not in her neighborhood.
No.
Kenny, you ever sleep outside?
Not if you want to wake up with shoes on.
Kenny, do you ever nap outside? And you have kind of a rocky lawn, though, don't you? You have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, rocky, and there could be some scorpions out there.
No.
You might not want to do that.
No, huh? All right. But the nice, think of something romantic to do this weekend. Whatever. Find somebody, hopefully, to have romance with and have a romantic weekend, or at least some time this weekend. Let's spoil the romantic mood by talking about Rupert Murdoch. People in the news. This guy, I've always thought was a piece of work. Major ego, control freak, you name it. He's the founder of the News Corporation and a big media empire. He said in a Twitter message a couple of days ago that President Obama isn't a real black president. Now he's apologized for that stupid remark, as well he might. Nobody's perfect, though. We all make mistakes. We say things sometimes. I certainly have here, so I don't put him over the coals for that. I just object to his thinking he's the smartest guy in the room and what he thinks everybody else ought to think. And so for that, I give him a black mark, if you'll pardon the pun.
Black president mark.
Yes, right,
nice. A real John, black mark.
Yeah. John Stamos charged with driving under the influence. What the heck is the matter with him? I would have thought he knew he had the world.
This was a while ago. Remember, he got picked up a while ago? And June. Now it turns out that it wasn't alcohol. It was like some weird date rape drug that he was using for working out.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, because he's not doing it right if he's date rape drugging himself. That's not how you do it, John.
Paul Prudhomme. Passing away.
Oh, he was a friend. So sad.
75 years of age, big celebrity chef. Elevated the food and recipes of his native Louisiana. I think he's been on this program a couple of times, selling various things. I remember eating in his restaurant once and thinking, this is kind of an interesting... Mm-hmm. It was just interesting, period. It was interesting.
Yep.
He was the 13th child of sharecroppers north of Lafayette, Louisiana. Started life, opened his first restaurant, which is a burger drive-in, still in existence back in 1957. So, big heavy guy, you know. He was, at least when I met him, he was very heavy.
He was a big guy.
Yeah, he was a big guy. But he had one of those broad smiles, almost like Santa Claus.
Huge personality.
Yeah, big personality. Yeah.
And he had a great restaurant, and he created magic seasoning. He had this magic spice that was really good for you. Not
I still use it.
Yeah, really good.
Yep, I mean, the original one he gave me when I talked to him probably 10 years ago.
Oh, wow, you still use it.
Most of that got tossed in the last regime. However, it was that managed to stay. Some of the old I had seasonings that went back 35, 40 years. So that there's
you know they lose their effectiveness.
Oh, do they?
For a while.
Ah.
Don't want to ruin your
all right.
game.
We're going to have Uri Geller in here in a few minutes. I'm going to preface his visit with us today by reading you something that will perhaps find a home in your head. Perhaps it will annoy you. These are not my words. However, I am reading them from a book called Truth Never Changes, as the gentleman was on this program, and as is often the case, I don't read the book before they show up. If I find them intriguing, then I look at the book after they leave. And last night I spent a couple of hours just sort of working on me. I do that every once in a while. And spent a lot of time reading things and contemplating stuff and going online, doing searches for various things that I was that I had a quest for. I had a thirst for some knowledge. So let me give you the premise of this book. This fellow, Kilday, who writes the book, and as I said, was on this program, had some interesting, some people would say strange experiences, if you believe in an afterlife, or you believe, it depends on your religion, I suppose, or if you have a religion. I don't happen to profess a strong belief in religion, because I don't care much for religions and what they have done. And that's pretty much what I'm going to read you here, what his thoughts are. And you can react or respond as you will. It is a man's thought, and it's worth consideration. Whether you agree or disagree, that's up to you. But I'm going to read a couple of passages from this book, Truth Never Changes. And the setup is that his focus is on conflict. His own and conflicts in our country, and conflicts in the world, and what he thinks creates the crisis. Here's what he writes. As is evidenced by the popularity of fundamentalism, many willing choose to cling to the apron strings of a belief system of protectionism rather than dare to let the belief go. Whereas ideological self-sufficiency is urgently needed, many still seek the approval of authority to validate what they believe instead of being their own authority. And the result is their ideological imprisonment in the decaying fabric of a self-fulfilling prophecy which substitutes for the truth that they yearn to grasp. They wrap themselves in a womb-like cocoon of fantasy without realizing it's really a shroud. Every day is a day in an ethereal Disneyland for those who revel in their faith beyond the pale of reason. Truly, the desire for feel-good entertainment summarizes the hopes and dreams of humanity, but it floats upon a stream of counterintuitive gibberish, and they will never know the difference between fantasy and the reality until they open their minds. He continues in the book the truth never changes. The militant fanaticism, which is enabled by the basic fundamentalist expression of faith, has produced a virulent strain of theological fascism, which is lacking an antidote. Like the Nazi ideologies of days past, the Christian and Islamic fundamentalists alike adopt a diffusion of ideological superiority and infallibility, self-inoculated against intrusions of common sense. Their tactics of spewing obsessive hatred and compulsive paranoia make them at once deadly enemies as well as kindred spirits. In their wildest dreams, they imagine they can remake all of humanity in their image by bullying them into compliance. And if that fails, then by conquest. My faith, right or wrong, is the battle cry of the Chicken Hawks, a league of cowards who fabricate a cause the gullible are willing to die for while the jackals profit from it. As the instigators hide behind the lie and heap scorn upon those who question their motives, the carnage rages on. The combatants clamor for retribution of their desperate causes, each claiming a defiant justification for them. The self-deceivers plot their intrigues and devise elaborate battle plans regardless of the human cost, all the while bemoaning the price of freedom. The battlefield has been set, the battle engaged, but it will not be the battle they thought it would be. And notwithstanding, they reap what they have sown. Ideologies, surging rivers of blood go hand in hand. It's pretty powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, the words of a man who has sort of been there and done that. The Truth Never Changes is the name of the book. And I saw that last night, Jennifer. And it just so spoke to me that, and so some people will hear what I've said and say, yes, that makes sense. Others will be annoyed because I put Islamic fundamentalist and Christian fundamentalist in the same sentence. I did not. I read it from the book. I just happened to think that there are rivers of blood in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, and through mankind's history that are a result of what he has described. And the word he uses, the jackals who profit from it, we could substitute any number of phrases or words. I think the military-industrial complex maybe fits in there somewhat. So, food for thought, may mean something to you, may not. Comment if you like. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. It's there for you to absorb. And if you're interested in the book, again, it's called Truth Never Changes, Earth Changes. Uri Geller. Next, here's a profound, there's some profound information in what I just read to you, and Uri always has something profound, so he's up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 6464, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, code 6464.
Hi, 46 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our weekly visit from Uri Geller, described as a mystifier, a motivator, paranormalist. Uri is walking around the streets of Jaffa, which is a section of Tel Aviv in Israel. Am I right?
That is correct, Doug. It's not the best times in Israel. As you know, there are terror attacks. You know, terrorists are stabbing people in the streets. The police, tourism is down, but we are going to overcome this.
You know, I was just reading, there's a book that I've come across called The Truth Never Changes. And in it, there's an overview of fundamentalism and the fanaticism and fascistic thinking that goes with any fundamental religion, no matter what it is. The religions that always think they're right and everybody else is wrong. And you wonder, when you see the problems in the Middle East and where you are in Israel, if that doesn't have sort of a major role to pay in this. The fundamentalism, the nobody else is right, you got to believe what I believe or you're wrong. Isn't that a mainstay of the problem?
Yeah, you know, when you say that, you're kind of downplaying it, because it's more to do with radicalism. These people who, many of them are youngsters, they're totally radicalized. Some of them, maybe most of them, with these stabbings in the streets of Tel Aviv, on the beach in Jerusalem, they are being poisoned and polluted by other sources that are polluting their minds and radicalizing them to go out and stab Jewish people, Israelis. You know, Doug, it's a major, major problem. The whole Middle East is flared up. You know, I don't have to tell you what's going on here. And I've just walked into a shop that sells Judaica, and I talked to the owner, and he said it's terrible. He definitely feels that people are not coming, although I look around me and I'm peering out now from the shop. There are lots of tourists around, but these people, the tourists who are around, they bought the tickets like 6 months ago. Maybe they're not aware of what's going on. But people who planned to come to Israel are kind of canceling. But, you know, Doug, I don't really know if statistically is it more dangerous to walk in New York or in Chicago or in Tel Aviv Street.
Well, there's places, certainly in America, Michigan and Detroit come to mind. They're dangerous. Some places, the city of Chicago is a very dangerous place, but doesn't get attention because the news media isn't focused on it. There's a lot to focus on in the Middle East. The power seekers trying to reinstitute the marriage of church and state. That's what's happened there. And to a point, it's happening here. And that always is a Molotov cocktail. You can't. And in the Israeli state, it's probably most difficult because many people think of the state of Israel as founded for the benefit of the Jewish religion, when in fact, there are a lot of people who live there who are not Jewish.
That is correct, Doug. What is very alarming is the words that are coming out of Iran. You know, the Ayatollahs who are saying in 25 years' time there will be no Israel, we'll wipe them out. Yet America makes a nuclear deal The release is 100 million, if not more, 1,000 million. So I don't really understand the administration at this stage of clear thinking. I've never asked you that. What is your opinion about these nuclear deals with Iran?
Well, I think in general, this administration doesn't have clear thinking when it comes to all kinds of things. The trade deal, the Iranian nuclear deal, it seems to me there are many holes in it. And when I saw yesterday that the supreme leader of Iran, the Ayatollah, said no more negotiating with America, the arrogant SOB that he is puts, again, everything in peril. So it's perilous time. And you wish that there was some way for it to somebody just wave a magic wand and for it to go away. We have to be thinking, though. Uri, thank you. Visit Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Today, Kim Gerritsen joins us. We're going to talk about the kitchen of the future in your home. Apple Pay expanding to KFC, Starbucks, Chili's, and Best Buy. Wow, that's exciting, Kim, isn't it?
It is. I can't wait to buy my chili at Chili's and walk into Best Buy and buy some Beats headphone and think it's free because I'm just waving my phone.
Yeah, there it is. Wave your phone. When I wave my phone,
it'll be forever.
It'll charge more than I have. All right, so Kim, we're going to talk about the future and the past, if you will. Facebook preparing to give reactions instead of the like and dislike thing. We'll talk about that in a moment, too. It's all about technology here on Good Day.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 6464, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, code 6464.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Kim Garrison is here burning up the radio lines with ideas, interesting, strong ideas based on interesting, strong technology. Here we have Facebook not going to focus on like or dislike, testing a range of different things like love, are you angry, ha-ha, sad. These people are so influential. I was going to say powerful, Kim, but I don't like that word when it comes to this sort of a company, but certainly influential, maybe that leads to power. Are people really that interested in what they're coming up with? We got a story here at DougStefan.com today about a lot of these Facebook users clamoring for a dislike button. Because a lot of people don't want to keep it positive. They'd rather have something negative. You either like it. It's kind of like what my mother said. If you haven't got something good to say, don't say anything. So in this instance, you could have like or you say nothing. Doesn't that infer the same thing?
Well, so here's the rub. With all these new buttons and these new emotions, what is Facebook going to do with that? Mm. You know, maybe some people like it. Maybe some people don't, like you said. Those people who use this range of buttons, the Facebook algorithm is going to say, somebody's confused about that product. Let's change the advertising to enlighten them. So Facebook has plans for using the different emotions to help drive its advertising business.
Business. It's all about business. Very clever, isn't it?
It is.
Very clever. All right, how clever is Amazon in trying to remake our homes along the lines of what they can sell you? That's what they want to do. They want to sell you your new home or the things that are in the home. Maybe they want to sell you a home, too.
Well, for those of us old enough to remember the Jetsons and how...
Here's Bill Jetson. Was it Bill Jetson? What was his first name?
No.
Here's Mike Jetson.
George.
What was the dog's name?
I don't know. His boy Elroy, daughter Judy, Jane, his wife.
Astro.
Very good, Ken.
Astro. Okay. Yeah. So, the kitchen of the future. I actually used to be an editor of Better Homes and Gardens, writing about the kitchen of the future a lot. But I never imagined that there would be a company, Amazon, and there would be a little cylinder sitting on my counter that... Over morning coffee, the cylinder is called Echo, and the voice in it is called Alexa versus Apple's Siri. And I'm having coffee in the morning, and I go, Alexa, what are the cool recipes for the day? And a voice comes out of a little box and says, Campbell's soup has the sauce that you combine with beef and potatoes and carrots and whatever. And I go...
I don't know where he went, but it's food for thought.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.